Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Shoftim. This Aliyah has 20 psukim, and it is connected to the last Aliyah. Before waging battle against an enemy in battle, we are told by Hashem we must offer shalom, peace, to the other side, and only if that offer is refused do we go to war. In the wars against the people in Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael are commanded to completely destroy them if they do not accept our peace overture. And continuing with the halachot of wartime, our Aliyah tells us that it is usher to cut down fruit-bearing trees during battle. The Aliyah and the Parsha conclude with the halachos of an unsolved murder and the halachos of Egla Arufa. Now again, in our Aliyah, the Torah tells us in Perek Chaf Pasuk Yud Tet that when we lay a siege against an enemy, says the Torah, Lo tashchit et eitzah lindoach alav garzen, you may not destroy its trees. And says the Torah in the next Pasuk, in Pasuk Chaf, we may only destroy trees that are not fruit-bearing. Rak eitz asher tedaki lo eitz ma'achalhu, oto tashchit. You can cut them down if by cutting them down you will save lives. That's true about almost all the mitzvos in the Torah. But if you are besieging a city, don't cut down fruit-bearing trees for no reason, even for firewood. And with these words, the Torah tells us the Isser of Bal Tashchis. The Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, discusses the Isser of Bal Tashchis in the sixth perek of Hilchos Malachim. After discussing the halachos of war in that perek, you have to offer peace to your enemy before waging wars, as just mentioned. You may not surround a city on all four sides, but only three sides to enable people to escape if they so choose, etc. After these halachos, the Rambam then details the laws of Baal Tashchis. It's usur to cut down productive fruit trees. And then the Rambam says in Halacha Yud, based on the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Lamed Bet, that the Isser is not only limited to fruit trees, but, says the Rambam, anyone who breaks utensils, tears clothing, destroys buildings, stops up a spring, ruins food, etc., derech hashchata, with a destructive intent, that is also, all of this is usser, all of this is under the general category, the general isser of Baal Tashchis. There's a lot to say here. So for example, why am I allowed to burn chametz? Isn't that a destructive act? Am I allowed to throw anything out? Must I recycle or hold on to everything? Or how about this question? Our family has this every single year. Am I allowed to trim a fruit tree for a purpose, such as to make it grow stronger? Or our question is to make it easier for my sukkah, to make room for my sukkah. Many, many questions. However, the question is why? What is the reasoning behind this aveira of Baal Tashchis? The Sefer HaChinuch, we don't know exactly who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. We know it was written by a Talmud of the Ramban in the 13th century. The Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Taf, Kuf, Chaf, Tet, Mitzvah 529, that the reason for this mitzvah is Kedei lelamed nafshenu le'ehov hatov v'hatoelet ulhidavek bo, to get in the habit of appreciating everything we have, to appreciate everything we have, to value everything that we are given, and to take nothing for granted. That is the Sefer HaChinuch. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, who died in 1888, has a different way and different reason explaining the Isser of Baal Tashchis. He wrote many Sfarim. One of his most important Sfarim is called Chorev, which is an encyclopedia of every mitzvah in the Torah and the philosophy behind it, each mitzvah, but also the overall philosophy of all the mitzvos. And there in his Sefer Chorev, in section 56, that section is entitled, quote, respecting all beings as God's property. And it is entirely about Baal Tashchis. And Rav Hirsch says in section 56, gives a different reason, as I mentioned, for Baal Tashchis. He says that we must apply this mitzvah, quote, to your whole life and to every being which is subordinated to you. Says Rav Hirsch, Hashem placed us in this world and we've transformed it, using God's gifts, of course. We've transformed it into what he calls, quote, an earthly kingdom. If so, says Rav Hirsch, using the world to improve the world, using the world for, quote, wise human purposes, is the very definition, is the very way in which we act as humans. Only then, says Rav Hirsch, are you a human. But, Rav Hirsch says, and I quote, if you destroy, if you ruin, at that moment you are not a man, you are an animal. And you have no right to the things around you. And I'm still quoting. I lent them to you, says Hashem, for wise use only. Never forget that I lent them to you. As soon as you use them unwisely, be it the greatest or the smallest, you commit treachery against my world. You sin against me, says Hashem. Those are the words of Rav Hirsch. Shabbat shalom, everyone.